Welcome to the Truth to You Daily Podcast, a podcast designed for teenagers who want to learn more about God's Word and how it impacts our daily lives. Journey with us as we set out to explore God's timeless truth one day at a time. Good morning, it's Tuesday. Hope that you're doing well. Hope that you've had a great start to your day, and hope that you are eager to study more out of the Word of God. And have you taken time to read the psalm that we're looking at today? And it is Psalm 66. If you've not read it yet, go back and take some extra time to do that. These psalms are not very long, but they are excellent, excellent psalms. And the Lord's got something for us with everyone that we read. Let's go ahead to Galatians chapter 6 and verse 9. The Bible says this, "And let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not." Galatians 6 and verse 9, this is our memory verse one more time together. "And let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not." So let's depend on the Lord today, and let's not get weary or weighed down in the well-doing that we are set out to do on this Tuesday, whether it be schoolwork or something else. Let's stay focused. Let's not get weary. Psalm 66, that's where we are. Let's go to verse 16. This is the verse that stood out to me, and I'll go ahead and read it. "Come and hear, all ye that fear the Lord, and I will declare what he hath done for my soul. All right, I want us to see this. I think this is so neat. But there's a certain word in this psalm we're going to look at here in just a second that has the idea of to recount something. Now, if I were going to recount something, it would already be assumed that I had already counted it, right? I mean, if I was going to say, all right, I'm just going to take a second here and I'm going to recount the jelly beans that are in this jar, if you could visualize a jar, I'm going to recount these jelly beans. You would assume that at some point in time, some counting had already gone on. Now, counting had not gone on, I would just say, I'm going to count these jelly beans, right? I mean, it's common sense. The psalmist in this psalm is genuinely excited about all the things the Lord has done for his life. And he's inviting others who, quote, fear the Lord to come and hear as he recounts the benefits of what he's received from God. Psalm 66, verse 16, one more time. "Come and hear, all ye that fear God, and I will declare what he's done for my soul." So the word declare here has the idea of to recount something. And I think this has dual application for you and I today. Number one, I think that you and I should be in the process of declaring the works of God to other people. I think this should be more involved in our lives than what we give it time for. I think that at lunch, our conversation should, at some point, it should not be awkward for us to just talk about what we're seeing the Lord do. And boy, didn't God make such a beautiful earth, and we get to enjoy it, whether you're eating lunch outside or somewhere else. Sometimes, you know, saying these things just out of the blue, we feel like can be an awkward thing. But if Christians, if believers are not going to be proactive in doing that, who would? You know, this is something that the Lord wants to be natural part of our lives. And so recounting, whether it's what some observations from our own life or from some things that we've seen the Lord do, those are things that we ought not be ashamed of talking about. And then the second application here, of course, is if you're going to retell something or recount something to someone else, that means you would have already counted it in your own life. And so the application there, of course, is we need to take time in our quiet time, quietness of our day, whether it's in the morning or in the night when we pillow our head and we're thinking about the day, we ought to think about how good the Lord has done. How good the Lord's been, how the mighty things that he has done for us. We ought to be quick to recognize that. I think sometimes we are not quick to recount those things to others is because we have not taken the time to count them ourselves. And I think that if we took that first step of slowing down and counting the things the Lord has done, I think that a natural progression in that would be to share that with other people. And so I hope that we'll make that a priority on this Tuesday. Hey, before we go, we do want to take a moment and just mention our teenager of the day. We're praying for Grace. Would you jot her name down and take some extra time and pray for her? And maybe it's not just in your quiet time, but maybe it's in your just throughout the day as the Lord brings her to mind. And I know that she would appreciate that. Hey, thanks for joining us. And we'll be back again tomorrow to study more truth right out of the Word of God. Take care.